USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
With the latest on the economy, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The new government figures released on Friday morning show the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month, in line with what economists expected, consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose to 3.2%. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing its moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced that they're now blaming vitamin E acetate for the vast majority of cases in the U.S. outbreak of vaping illnesses. In a related move, authorities are investigating how patients obtain possibly tainted vaping products after they shut down 44 websites advertising the sale of illicit vaping cartridges containing THC. The new medical advice is based on a close look of about 3% of all vaping illness patients who returned to the hospital after discharge and 7 who died after they were discharged from the hospital. The study suggests vaping illnesses can get worse, even deadly, after patients leave the hospital, and doctors should check on patients within 2 days after sending them home. Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.